Okay. ॐ शरदाम्बे रामकृष्णं चतुर्भुवनं पादपद्मे नारद भक्ति सूत्रस् वी हैव कंप्लीटेड सूत्र 42 तदेव साध्यताम् तदेव साध्यताम् तत् एव साध्यताम् दट् अलोन् हेज़् टु बि अचीव्ड् रियलैज्ड् वाट् डिवोशन् टु गाड् बट् देर् आर् सर्टेन् क्वालिटीस् क्वालिफिकेशन्स् आर् देर् हेबिट्स् आर् दुस्सङ्गः सर्वथैव त्याज्यः दुस्सङ्गः सर्वथा एव याज्यः always like poison avoid the company of the unholy cultivate the company of good people Sri Ramakrishna's always satsanga cultivate holy company why you see you must have heard about a thing called alcoholic anonymous have you heard about it there are people who are addicted to drink They are unable to get out. You join this alcoholic anonymous. Who are they? All people who were addicted before and some of them still addicted, but each other they help. How did I get out? So that would be an inspiration. So is it a dusanga or satsanga? In this case it is a satsanga because it helps them to get out. Whatever type of habits we have got, bad habits we have got, all of them have got only one cause. This is the most wonderful thing. Why is the mind restless? The mind is always restless. Is it possible to control the mind without going to God? Not possible. Why is the mind restless? Why does the mind desire? What is the cause of restlessness? Restlessness is caused by desire. And desire is caused, do you know why desire is caused? Desire is caused because we feel a total lack. There is something lack. What is it? Only Vedanta can give the answer. But however intelligent that person is, if he wants to give an answer by citing psychology, our science, our body, he won't be able to give the answer. Because these things cannot give the answer. What is the answer? Purnam Adaha. Perfect. Infinite. Purnam Idam. Idam means what? This whole universe is absolutely perfect. Why? If the parent is a human being, what would be the children? If the parent of this universe is God, Bhagavan, what could be this universe then? Can it be other than Bhagavan? But we are looking at this universe. So this is one of the biggest philosophical puzzles. When we are looking at this universe, we are thinking the universe exists. Actually, the universe doesn't exist. What exists? Only God. Like, when we are looking in semi-darkness at a rope, what do we see? Snake. So where is the snake? Is it out there or is it in here? So no use beating that here. Not too strongly, because the purpose will not be served. A little bit, like that. Zen Buddhism, they all make their disciples sit in rows with backs completely erect like that. And one meditation master will be moving with a big whip. They are sitting in rows. Anybody's head is like that. And he is looking with 1,000 eyes. Immediately that whip will come on his back. Totapuri Maharaj. The guru of Sri Ramakrishna. How was he trained? In his monastery, there were 700 sadhus working. In those, now they are not. So they all first, they will inside the house, they will be nice cushions and meditate. After some time, slowly the height of the cushion will come down. A day will come, no cushion at all. All inside, sit in the veranda. After some time, go out on the, under the sky. Because they have to wonder. So where are you going to get cushions and all those things for meditation? They have to meditate under any circumstance, any type of ground. And Sri Ramakrishna's life, it is, we have to meditate upon it. Every night, we used to go to Panchavati and sit for meditation. Now tell me, were there mosquitoes? Were there ants? Were there flies? Were there other poisonous insects? And were there snakes? Because he said so many times, I have seen a snake. Snakes were all were there. But he used to be completely absorbed. So were they leaving him? Or were they troubling him? They were troubling. But his absorption was so great. He was not minding at all. So how many insects must have drunk his blood? So sometimes we come across many devotees. They are like scorpions. They are like mosquitoes. They are like, that means carping, criticism, and they can't see anything good. They won't. Yet they are devoted, they are initiated, they do some japa meditation. So somebody asked, who is it? Who is it? Because in their past life, they were mosquitoes and scorpions. And fortunately, they drank the blood of Sri Ramakrishna. As a result, they became devotees. But that old samskara of biting has not disappeared. Still, it is continued. I'm not joking. Which devotee has got only pure spiritual samskaras? We are a mixture of good and bad. What is the proportion? 50-50. What is 50-50? One horse versus one rabbit. So, we have to slowly overcome. That is called sadhana. What is sadhana? First, get rid of the negative qualities, which is called yama. Then acquire positive qualities. That is called niyama. Shaucha, santosha, tapaha, swadhyaya, Ishvara pranidhanani. What are the negative qualities? Ahimsa. Because why is it said that you have to acquire ahimsa? To whom this advice should be given? If there is a healthy person, that you go to doctor, visit the doctor and get medicine, that advice will not be given. It is only to a rogi, to a sick person, you visit the doctor, and a weak person, you go to the gymnasium. It is said. So what is himsa? Swami Vivekananda. So definition. The best definition I have ever come across. What is ahimsa? Absence of jealousy. Jealousy is the greatest himsa. And it works with enemies. Does it? No. It works only with friends. Enemies we hate. But we are not jealous. But friends, we are terribly jealous. If somebody dresses better than me, and I am jealous of that person. So, ahimsa. Then, satya. What is satya? We are not accustomed. So, the advice is, lead a truthful life. This word truthfulness has got lots of meanings. Usually, truthfulness means speaking truth. Speaking truth means whatever we have witnessed, experienced, without distortion, we have to convey it to others. That is not the only meaning of satya. Satya means, so you lead an authentic life. In Western world today, this is the buzzword. Lead an authentic life. Then you are asked, what is authentic life? Then they will explain. So if you cannot digest, let us say, dal, don't eat dal. Don't force yourself because somebody gives. And especially, when they make this doll, it is very tasty. Some people, when they make doll, it is so tasty, you don't want to eat anything excepting doll. But here is a person who cannot digest. So if he eats what suits him, that's authentic life. And then in the educational period, this person doesn't like chemistry. He likes art. Another person likes medicine. Another person likes poetry. So whatever a person really enjoys and has a talent for it, that is called authentic life. That is gone now. So what are people doing now? No. First goal is whatever brings the greatest amount of money, that is, how many people regret afterwards and say, I lead an unfulfilling life. But in the West, several people are waking up now. So there was one executive officer, very big company. His monthly salary itself runs in six figures, they call it. Six figures, 1 lakh pounds. Simply, he was unhappy. The psychologist advised him, do you really enjoy your job? After a lot of prodding, he said, no, I don't enjoy it. You have enough money? He resigned and happily took to carpenter. Because he really enjoys working with wood. Somebody took to farming. Another fellow took to this poultry. So like that, the people, the psychologist analyzed, this is called aptitude test. What is it you really enjoy? And that type of life, you lead, you get fulfillment. This is called authentic life. Applied to spirituality, what is the authentic life? This is what Thakur, he condensed it into one single word. Jyota mot, tato pot. As many faiths, so many paths. What does it mean? One person loves what is called Krishna. Another person loves Ram, Kali. So if they are forced to adapt to the other one, then it's not going to work out. So say Ramakrishna was funnily telling, you know, one Muslim caught one Hindu, a Shakta. Always, you know, Tara, that name was coming. This Muslim shaved his head in a particular way and initiated him into Allah mantra. Now, from now onwards, you are a Muslim. So now, utter Muslim. So, otherwise I will cut off your head. So he is tried. The first word that came was Tara. Second name that came was Tara. Third name that came was Tara. The Muslim said, I'm going to cut off your head. Why are you uttering? That man said, you may cut off my head. My Tara is sitting up to here. She is pushing away your Andha. Impossible for me to remember your Allah's name. Can't they understand this simple truth? That it is not at all necessary. Come beneath. Please come. You can sit here. It will make space for you. Please come. Come, sit here. So this is called authentic life. When Sri Ramakrishna came into contact with Keshav Chandrasekhar, there was one person called Vijay Krishna Goswami. The moment Sri Ramakrishna saw, he called him and, Vijay, what are you doing here? Bracket, he did not sit. In this wretched place. Because in your blood, in your veins, is flowing the blood of Goswami. Who was the Goswami? Advaita Goswami. Who was the greatest devotee of God? Goswamis means high class Brahmins who are authorized to give initiation to God. Very interesting word. In Christianity, Jesus Christ is called shepherd. What is the business of shepherd? Tending to the sheep. And in Hinduism, they are called Goswami. That means the English word cow has come from this word gow. Gow has become cow. Goswami means master of the cows. What does it mean? It means most people, they are followers. They are not leaders. Here is a person who can guide people in the right way. So what are you doing here? Because you are a bhakta, and here they are worshipping formless aspect of God. And that is not going to help you. Immediately, Vijay Krishna Goswami, by the grace of Thakur, understood that truth. And then he separated himself from Brahma Samaj. So some of the Brahmas were very angry and annoyed with Sri Ramakrishna. They thought he had separated Keshav Chandra Sen and Vijay Krishna Goswami were like thick and thin, like brothers. He like Shishupala Dantavakta should not use that word. So close. But Sri Ramakrishna said, Keshav Chandra Sen's path is different. Your path is different. Vijay Krishna Goswami understood. Sri Ramakrishna loved Vijay Krishna Goswami, but did not initiate. He said, your guru is different. And Vijay Krishna Goswami took initiation, though he had high regard, because Sri Ramakrishna was the person who guided him from being led astray by this Brahmasam, formless aspect of God. How is he going to worship formless aspect when his very blood cell is crying out, I want my Krishna? This Vijay Krishna Goswami, actually when he was young, he was not believing in God. Aunt used to believe in Krishna. She was a worshipper of Krishna. She used to earn money and then secret it. So one day, Vijay Krishna Goswami was telling later on, he had a dream. Krishna appeared and said, I want a bangle, gold and bangle. So Vijay Krishna Goswami said, where am I going to get you a golden bangle? He said, go and tell your aunt, I want her. Because she was worshipping me, I want her to make it. But she will say, I don't have money. So Krishna said, she is hiding money in the ministry. You tell her, I know Krishna told me you are hiding in that ministry. So next day, Vijay Krishna was my aunt. Yesterday, Krishna appeared to me in my dream. He wants a golden bangle. I said, Mom, where can I get money? Yes, he told me also you are hiding money. People, what could she do? Because she thought nobody knew about it. So he had to make that one. He had that kind of, but somehow he went astray. This is God going astray. Then Sri Ramakrishna brought him. This is God authentic life. So every one of us, we may all be devotees, but each one of us will have a particular path. One person, one girl came the other day, and she said, I don't believe in it. He said, fine. Well, so it doesn't make any difference to you whether you believe or not. So whatever you believe, you lead that kind of life. It will take you there. Because this is called truthful life. This is called truthful life. This is the example of truthful life. What is called authentic life. Especially Indian parents, they force their children, at least used to force. You become a doctor, you become an engineer. Now they are becoming a little bit too. Children are becoming a little bit clever. Say, no, I don't like that subject. I will not enjoy it. So don't force me. Now the parents are also helpless because they know that they have no authority. Olden days, how many people regret? Are you marrying this particular person? Nowadays, they are choosing their own husbands and wives and all that. That doesn't mean it is authoritative, right? What is meant is, whatever your capacity to express, the way you want to express, the path that will help you to manifest your inner potentialities, that is called authentic life. So that is what is being said. Then Brahmacharya. What is Brahmacharya? It's a very important word. And usually what we understand by Brahmacharya is that self-controlled life. But in the past, that was not the meaning. Brahmacharya means, Brahma means Veda. Charya means study the Veda, study the scriptures. And first find out what is life and what you need to do. Learn all this from the Acharya. That is why he was called Brahmacharya. What is Brahmacharya? When a child is 5-6 years old, he doesn't even know what is girl to the opposite sex. But when the same person grows up, comes, he is already 20 years old or so, then these chemicals are raging inside that person. Then he has got two choices. Either you become a householder or you take to the life of, if you can control yourself. Most of the people, of course, they will marry. Some people, naishtika brahmacharya. So we will lead an authentic, self-controlled life. But otherwise, a small child, he's got a brahmacharya. What does he understand about all these things? Their Brahma means Veda. So studying of the Vedas. So there are two things the Guru teaches. What is life, how to lead is one part. And what is the way, if you are going to be a householder, you have to learn something so that you can become a teacher, earn your money. Because in those days, one section of people were allotted for as teachers, usually Brahmins. Or they can do puja. That also they will learn Brahmana. That is why the word Brahmana, again, one meaning of Brahmana is this persons who are born in that caste called Brahmana. But the second part of the Veda is called Brahmana. So what does Brahmana deal with? All the rituals. You learn the mantras, memorize the mantras, how to use those mantras in regular day-to-day rituals. That is the elaborate explanation of it is called Brahmana. Nowadays, you know, the other day I went to somebody celebrated 80th year. So they brought some priests. The Yajna, oh, beautifully he performed, you know, for nearly 3 hours. The way he drew, this is Surya Mandala, beautifully arranged, colored. And this is Ganesha, Ganesha Yantra. And this is Shiva Yantra. Three he made. I don't know anything about rituals. This priest, they are not. So many mantras, 3 hours continuously mantras are going. Yes, no book. They are going on memorized. He learned it. And he was also a man initiated by Swami Atmasthani. Oh my God, the nishtha, the bhakti with which he did it is admirable. Of course, he has to live. Well, he will be given some peace. But it is not only peace, the meticulous way he had performed it. So the Brahmana is where the vritti, the livelihood, will be taught. If he is a blacksmith, blacksmith. If he is a goldsmith, goldsmith. If he wants a kshatriya, archery. From Dronacharya, he learned like that. So Dronacharya himself was a teacher. But for Arjuna and others, it is for the sake of their vritti, their profession. That is why he wanted to withdraw from his profession and take the profession of a sannyas in Bhagavad Gita. Why all this killing and all that? Then Krishna had to give, you know, 700 verses and everything. He had to give nice blow after blow. And then he said, yes, now I have come to my senses. Sense organs. Yeah, first Arjuna lectured Sri Krishna. So what are we talking about? Satsanga has to be cultivated. Dusanga has to be completed. So why it is so, he is going to explain to us. So what is Dusanga? Dusanga means evil company has to be completely renounced. Effect of this Dusanga. Bhagavatam gives the story of Ajamila. One day he was a Brahmana. Ajamila, you heard about it? He was a Brahman youth. One day he went to the forest and there he saw low caste man and his wife enjoying each other. That sight changed his. 1 minute he changed it. He was after that woman. Some past samskaras should be there. Then somehow he got married to that woman. He had four children through her. He left his Brahmana way of life. He started leading this Shudra type of life. 1 minute, just like they say, 1 minute of satsanga will take you one across. That is again this Valmiki system. And 1 minute of dussanga has also whole life. So the story goes, he had his youngest son named Narayana. And the time, by the time, he was about to die. So he loved his youngest son very much. And then, why people love youngest sons usually? Because a cuddly, you know, cuddly bear, like that, so children, they hug to this bear. These are small children. They have papa, papa, totally dependent. That is what people, parents want. They can't get rid of the idea. Our children have grown up. They don't need to depend upon us. We have to depend upon them. They sit there and say, you do this, you do that. This has become a habit. Of course, they also develop this immunity. These words don't enter into their ears nowadays. So this is the way. Whatever takes us to God is satsang. Whatever takes us away from God is evil company. So how do we judge? What is a good company? What is evil company? You may mix with somebody. And when you go, return home, your mind is going nearer to God. That means it is a good company. And you go and visit a sadhu. And by that time you are thinking, how can I get more money for the ashrama? And like that you think about it. Is it good company or bad company? So by the effect we have to, this is what Sri Ramakrishna has told. So his gospel is like PhD, we have to study. So he's telling, who is a holy man? Description of a holy man. Suppose there is a holy person in a forest and woman approaches him, says, I want you, you can have me. If he is a holy man, what does he do? He will first salute her, you are my mother. And then he will run away from that place as soon as possible. That person is a holy man. So I told you, I don't know whether I told you, there is a beautiful story. Desert fathers like that. There was a Christian, very venerable father. His name and fame had spread as a holy man. So one day, there were some local youth. They said, these fellows, what do they do? Useless fellows. They just sit and mutter something. So they are getting all the honor. And we people, wherever we go, people try to send us it. So we want to bring down that person's holiness so that we can prove he is not really holy. So they sent one very beautiful woman to that person's cave. He was living in a cave. The cave has got two rooms, front room, back. Most of the time he will be in the front room. Night time when he wants to sleep, he will go into the back room. So this lady, one night, when it was raining, entered into that, Baba, I am lost on the way, deliberate, dressed herself in an attractive way. Will you give me shelter? Of course, he understood it is too rainy, too cold, so he can't drive her again. So he said, you go inside, don't come out until morning, then you can leave. Then he sat there, lit a fire, and he was burning his finger. The lady got this smell. She came out, she was horrified, was putting one by one fingers and burning in the fire. So she asked, why are you doing? He says, I am reminding myself, if I show any weakness, then I will be burning in hell. This is like air conditioned room compared to what I am going to experience there if I fall down. Until she left, he was doing like, immediately the woman fled away from the place. Who is going to corrupt this kind of saint? I don't know, did I tell you that one Muslim disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas,
you told about that, who is completing 100,000.
Wonderful person, wonderful story. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you heard, you are the greatest saint India has produced. We consider Ramakrishna actually as a reincarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his companion Nityananda, they preached only the name of God. So there was one Muslim who became a Krishna Bhakta. And he took a vow, I will do every day 100,000 japa. So the local and people seeing his life, they started revering. The local jamindar, whom nobody respected, they feared him, but they did not respect him. So he became jealous. So he sent a very beautiful woman to tempt him, to show to people that it is, he is not that holy, he is holy. To show to people, he is not holy, but he is holy. You understand?
Yes.
Second word, holy? Yes. So she came, sat down, and she dressed herself like a Vaishnavi. White cloth, yeah, tulasi mala, like that. Then at noon he came out. Immediately she fell at his feet and said, please come. So, Amma, how are you?
Fine, Mara.
You sit on the sofa. She said, I am a humble devotee of Krishna. I want you to initiate me. God guides these saints. He said, I have taken a vow. I have to complete 101 lakh of japa. Mahamantra. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So I was not able to complete. I won't be able to talk with you. So when I complete, I will come and talk with you. So he went and he took bath and he ate some bhiksha, came back. She was waiting. Next noon again he emerged. Same story. Third day also, same story. By fourth day, must have been God's grace. The Jamindar had sent her. That God must have sent her. He bestowed his grace upon her in the form of the Jamindar. So she became totally converted. Fourth day she said, Baba, I committed great sin. Actually, I was employed by the Jamindar to tempt you, but I have seen what you are doing. I will never again go back to my life. Please initiate. Immediately, Krishna bestowed his grace upon her and she got initiation. What happened to his japam, I don't know. Whether he was able to complete or not, but it was meant. Then, of course, eventually he thought, this is not a good place. But her life was, Sri Ramakrishna also changed the lives of Nati Vinodini. Girishchandra Ghosal drowned. They used to public women. And Antara, another lady, I forget her name, completely changed. She came to Puri, constructed a small house. Whole life she spent only thinking about Bhagavan Krishna. So, that is called satsangha. Pranavapi sajjana sangati eka bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka. It becomes a boat to take one across this ocean of samsara. Even 1 minute, but 1 minute dusanga also brings one down. How much time did it take for Vishwamitra to fall down? Only for 1 minute. But then, you have to understand something very important. Really, is it 1 minute? Yeah. You know, you study from your third year, kindergarten, nursery school, like that, after 25 years, you get a job and you get your first salary and then you go and buy one nice rasagulla and then you eat. How much time it takes to eat that rasagulla? Only 1 minute. But to get that Rasagulla, how many years you have been working? You follow what I'm trying to tell you? That 1 minute, that ripening time is not done in 1 minute. The whole background is there. The person is ready and it will convert. Like Yam. Yam also came and saw Sri Ramakrishna. In 1 minute he was converted. Sidhu also came and saw Sri Ramakrishna. In 1 minute, he became completely non-converted. And he never came back. And he never introduced ex-sutradhara. And he has gone back. That's it. But what is meant is, we don't know when that last minute will come. That is why somebody asked Swami Brahmananda, why should we meditate every day? He said, this is beautiful saying, you know, every day you have to meditate, because when that blessed moment will come, when God decides to appear before you, if you are not ready, he will come, he see that you are not ready, and he will go. There is a funny incident, you know. There was a disciple of Swami Brahmananda at Belur. And one day, he did not make up his bed. He just got up and everything was crumpled. And then he went out for work. And at about 9:30, 10 o'clock, he was moving near the Ganga. Maharaj came out for a walk. So seeing his guru, he went to make pranams. Immediately, Raja Maharaj said, come, let's go to your room. Many times he was seeing, he never asked me. Only today, when he returned, made up his bed, he asked, let me come and see your bed. And then he had to confess, Maharaj, it is not ready. Room is not ready to receive you. And Maharaj said, you have to be ever ready to receive me. Who knows when that blessed moment will come. So, dussangaha sarvatha eva tyajya. So what is dussanga? It could be a book, it could be a picture, it could be a word, it could be company of a person, or it could be a place, it could be anything. But what only thing is that you have to keep in mind what I said just now. Just a person strolls and sees a bad picture and immediately goes down. That's not going to happen. He must have been accumulating these things. That last one, as they say, the last straw in the back of the camel. That's what breaks. Dussangaha sarvadaiva tyajyaha. Then we proceed to kama, krodha, moha, smriti, smriti bhramsha, buddhinasha, karanatva. He's explaining now that why we should avoid it. Because dussanga, what does it result? First, it results in kama. Kama means what? So you have to understand what is the real meaning of kama. Because kama is a word, negative word. Prema is a positive word. Anything that takes us towards God is called prema. Anything that takes us, reinforces our worldly attachments is called kama. This is how you judge. So kama, it is only one emotion. It changes its form. So that is the inner meaning of Chandi, the second story of Chandi. What is the second story? Chandi, Devi, Mahatmya, Durga, Saptasati has got three stories. Madhukaitava is first story. Mahishasura is the second story. Shumbanishumba is the third story. What is the second story? Mahishasura. What is this? Mahisha means buffalo. And this Ahankara is called Mahishasura. So what happens? The Divine Mother wants to liberate. Only Mother can liberate. So that fellow tries to escape. So he took the form of Mahisha. And Mother cut off his head. Immediately he became an elephant. Yes. Elephant. Mother cut off the head of the elephant. Then it became a lion, Simha. Then she cut off that head. Then he took the form of a Mahisha. Then finally, mother commissions. That means this kama becomes krodha. Krodha becomes lobha. Trividham narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha. Kamas krodha tatha lobha tasmat etatrayam yaje. Bhagavad Gita. Trividham narakasyedam dwaram. Three doorways are there. Yamadharmaraj is very clever. One doorway they may escape. Two doorways also they might escape. That's why he puts it very nice. So what happens whether a person is endowed with kama or krodha or lobha? The person forgets what to do, what not to do. That is the end result of all the things. He will do anything because he is not. This point we discussed earlier, the eight steps how a person comes down. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. Remember? Sangahateshu pajayate, sangat sanjayate kamaha, kamat krodho vijayate, krodat bhavati sammohaha, sammohat smritirbhramshaha, smritirbhramshat buddhinashaha, buddhinashat pranashyati. What is it? Go on thinking about an worldly object. That is called advertisement. The power of advertisement is too much. Whenever something is repeated, people try to believe. In the newspaper you tell, Sri Ramakrishna is a hypocrite. You read every day. First day you see, these fellows are rogues. Second day, maybe I'm mistaken. Third day, I think we recollect certain incidents which prove that these people are right. Like that, you can misinterpret. And when you hear about this person is bad, this person is bad, this person is bad, after some time, you are convinced that is the truth. This Ramakrishna gives a beautiful example. There were two friends. One day, one friend came and said, while I was coming to your house, I saw a house burnt down. A friend immediately says, let me see the newspaper, today's newspaper. Nothing was mentioned. You are not telling the truth. Because if there is any truth, it should be mentioned in the newspaper. So for this newspaper is the, what to Swami Ranganathaji Maharaj, Kalikala Bhagavat. Kalikala Bhagavat. Every day morning, Dainandina Bhagavat. If they don't see newspaper, their head starts reeling.
Yes, yes. Quarrel with the paper boy also.
Yes. Like that, is everywhere this, what is the news? That tells what is the news. Extra prashna, there is a kavata. What is the news? What is the news? There is a huge cauldron. And so many vegetables are put there. With the help of ladles, he was cooking. And as soon as some vegetables are cooked, and they are taken out. So this is the news. What is the news? The whole world is a big cooking pot. All the living creatures are the vegetable creature boy. And Kala, which is called Yamadharmaraja, is the cook. The sun and the moon are the firewood. Are the ladles. Day and night time is cooking everybody. As soon as they are properly cooked, cooked means death, can be thrown out. Wow, what a philosophy Yudhishthira is telling to all of us. What else news you want? So, people have become accustomed. That is why nowadays, big news, fake news. It is called fake news. You don't know what is real news. You don't know what is fake news. So, how to know? The best way how to know what is news is not to read any news. Because no news is
real.
This is the truth. What is the news? Every day it is there. Some good, some evil. This is the nature of the world. Beautiful question. Prashna. One day we will take up opportunities. Beautiful. some of the questions are so marvelous. Anyway, so what are the 8 steps? You must have heard the power of repetition. That is why Parayana. You do every day you read. Why? Because you may not understand every day. But one day, it suddenly sinks into you. That's how I will very briefly I will tell you one story. There was a young Christian. His parents died. Very wealthy man. One day, one Sunday he went to the church. As he has been going since his childhood, there was an old priest. And he tells, after a few days, the same sermon will be there. So that day, the sermon was, Jesus Christ was asked by a rich young man, what is the way to enter into the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus answers, have you not heard about the 10 commandments? Go and observe the 10 commandments. The young man says, I have been observing them from my very birth. All the Christians, they have to do it. Then Jesus Christ says, that in that case, take up my cross and follow me. That means, go back home, sell all your properties, distribute it to the poor, take up the cross and follow me. That means you become a sannyasi. Either remain as a good householder. And if you cannot remain as a good householder, then after becoming a good householder, only then one is qualified to become a sannyasi. Without going through the 3 rings. Without going through the 3 rings, nobody can ever become a sannyasi. Understand? 3 rings? Yes. Understand 3 rings? Engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering. This is the truth. Though joking, unless a person goes through the householder's life, satisfies some amount of his desire, and also understands how much he has to pay for this small happiness, then buddhi will come. And then he will enter into vanaprastha. That means his dependency upon the world becomes less. His dependency upon God becomes more. That is when he can turn to God. Most of the people are like that. So follow the 10 commandments. Live like a good housewife. And if I have been living, he answered. In that case, that means if you are really living that kind of life, what should be the result? You are ready, ripe for sannyas. So you take up sannyasin's life. But the young man, rich man, went back sadly with sad news, as he was not ready to renounce the world. That was the subject. So the old man spoke as he had spoken mechanically. The young man that day, he has heard this many times. But that day, those words came and struck. Immediately, he went home. He had a sister. He went home, sold all his property, and he made his sister enter into a convent. And he himself renounced the world, went to an Egyptian cave, mountain cave, and for 40 years he never came home. A big story. I will not repeat it here. At the end, he became a great saint. Saint Anthony the Great. That was the name of the person. Saint Anthony, 40 years. That subject is also related here. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, 8 steps to destruction and 8 steps to reaching God. Same 8 steps. Reverse them. What is it? In Panchatantra, there is a beautiful story. I think I told you. I don't remember because I tell so many people. The power of repetition. There was a Brahmin. He was very poor. He wanted to drink milk. So he could not afford to buy a cow. He can't even buy one goat. Grown up goat which is ready to give milk. So he bought one small female goat from a neighboring village. Few days old. Then few months he will feed it then it will grow up, then it will start giving milk, and he could drink. With that hope, he bought with the little money. You know the story? Yeah. So he bought one small pit. It was a black book. Three rogues, Sahib, they wanted to eat goat's meat. So they made a plan. Between that village where he bought and his own village, it was about 3 miles distance. Stationed themselves at 1 mile apart each. So as the Brahmin was returning, one fellow casually rolling his tobacco, he came out, he looked at him, jumped back and said, "My God, you are a Brahmin, you are carrying a dog." Brahmin and dog, they don't go together. This man laughed and said, "What are we talking about? This is just a kid." All kids are like that. "This is a kid. What are you talking about?" The man said, "If you are deluded that it is a kid, what can I do? It is your fate." He went. And he was thinking, "What stupid fellow. I cannot even recognize a puppy in the kid." Second mile, another fellow, he also jumped on, "My God, you are carrying a dog." This time, doubt has come. Was I cheated? These villagers, you know, are famous for this cheating. In the name of a thief, whether he has stolen one, because it was an innocent fellow. But doubt is there still. He did not say anything. As he was approaching, another fellow jumped. He ran away. "Oh my God, you are a Brahmin. The moment you enter with this dog," and you know, by this time, the fellow was totally convinced. Because three separate people, three times they are telling the same thing. So he threw that so-called dog, and the fellow collected it. So this is the power of repetition. For good, for bad. Both will, it will help us. So, vyayato vishaya pumsaha. When a man goes on dwelling upon one particular object, in the beginning, it doesn't have effect. But slowly, what happens? Sangaha teshu upajayate. He develops attachment. That's the first step. So, first step is thinking. Second step is attachment. Third step is kama. Sangat sanjayate kamaha. Desire comes. I want it. It will give me pleasure. Kamat krodho vijayate. From kama comes krodha. Because many times our desire will not be fulfilled. It will be thwarted. When desire is thwarted, that desire now will become what? Kama becomes what? Krodha. Like Mahishasura changes its form. Krodha bhavati sammo. When as soon as a man is possessed of anger, he becomes deluded. What is a delusion? Viveka buddhi. What is right, what is wrong? This will be lost. As soon as this delusion comes, smritir bhamshaha. Smritir bhamshaha means the memories. See, we are all dependent upon memory. Suppose you lose your memory. Your father or mother comes in front of you. Do you know who they are? You will not know. Strange thing. The moment you lose your memory, you will not know. Sometimes it happens. You went to sleep and suddenly you had a deep dream and then you woke up. For a few seconds, you don't know where you are. Everything looks hazy. Smritir pramshaha. Smriti is what makes us how to behave. This is my father, I have to behave one way. This is my brother, I have to behave one way. This is my boss, I have to behave one way. And this is my child, I have to behave one way. This is my friend, I have to behave another. Every behavior is dictated by what? By your smriti, memory. So that is why memory is lost. Everything is lost. Even I will not know who I am. Because if I don't know what is my parent, who am I? Our memory is, I am the daughter, I am the son of these people. When the memory is lost, Who are you? Many people, you know, they, what is that? Old age is dementia.
Alzheimer.
Then they can't recognize their own children, their own anybody. First, some vague, I know this person, I know this person. I don't know who that person, I know this person. After some time, it's also lost. Then it progresses. Afterwards, you have to treat that person. You know that who is that person. He doesn't know who are you and who is Arshita.
I repeat it.
Because Smritirbhramsha. Smritirbhramsha, Buddhi Nasha. Here Buddhi stands for determining faculty. That means what to do, what not to do depends upon our memory. Buddhi Nasha, Pranashyati. 8 steps if you count. But the same 8 steps, they will take us to God. How does it do? Dehayato Bhagavantam Paramatmanam. Sangahateshu Bhajayate. I cannot be happy unless I repeat that mantra 1,000 times. I'll become unhappy. Today I have not repeated God's name. Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha. So this attachment leads to what we call love of God. Here Kama means Prema. Prema comes. So Kamat Krodho Vijayate. What is krodha here? Anything that is obstructing my going towards God. So, I want to have some things. No, no, no. This is the time for me to think about God. Let these things go. And I don't care. Anything that obstructs my devotion to God, it will be, I get angry with it. Anybody, we don't say we get angry. What we say is, you better not come to me. I don't want your company because you are disturbing me. And that is how this krodha becomes. Krodha bhavati sammoha. Then doubt will come. Sammoha means deluded. What is the delusion? God alone is real and everything is unreal. Until now I have been thinking that this world is real. God is not real. We are behaving as though God is not real. Yes, we are behaving like that now. Only fear of society, fear of policeman. It's very interesting. Suppose a devotee, parking, a big wallet, somebody's wallet, money, mute, full of gold. What will the devotee do? What will the devotee do? Reasoning goes like this. I'm not stealing. It doesn't belong to anybody, especially if it is buried. I can donate something to Ramakrishna Mission also. Swamiji has been giving me some chocolates. I can bring some chocolates to them with this one. So like that, our thinking, reasoning was perverted. That is called this misbehavior. So here, sammoha means our vision will only see God. And with regard to everything, here, we don't want this. That is the sammoha. Sammoha smriti vibhramaha. What is, I lose all memory. What is this? Somebody comes and says, I am your mother. Oh, my mother. What is there? Your karma phala. My karma phala brought us together. And I am looking after giving money and looking after you. This is a talak. That's it. I look after you so long as you are there. Or so long as I, whichever is earlier. Western marriage, oh, the church previously, until death does us apart. Now, until death or divorce, whichever makes us
separate.
Until that time, we will be faithful to each other. Like that. Changing times, you have to change along with the changing times. So, Smritir Bhramsha means any Smriti memory opposed to God, remembrance of God, that smriti we will forget. Only one smriti will be there. Remember God, nothing else. Smritir Bhramshat Buddhi Nashaha. Previously, I have to do this, I have to do that. Now there is only one thing I have to do. Let the whole world go to hell. I have only one duty for going towards God. Buddhi Nashaha Pranashyati. The whole worldliness is completely cremated and burned. That is a pranashyati. We have to die. Another word for this death is called sharanagati. But what happens when a drop of water falls into the ocean? What happens to that drop?
Becomes the ocean.
Dies. I dies. That's why a guru was asked by his disciple, when do I realize God? Then the guru answered, when you die, then you will realize God. The man said, what is this madcap trying to tell me? What is the madcap trying to tell me? If I die, then who is going to realize God? So after 1 year he came. And again the same answer was given. Again after 1 year he came. Same answer was given. 30 years later, same answer was given. Then he understood, oh, what remains as an obstruction for my realization of God is this ahankara, me. And there is no realization of. Then he came and fell at the feet of his feet. So, kama, krodha, moha. So, one by one, they are not separate things. Kama changes its Mahishasura's form into krodha. Krodha changes into moha. And through moha, moha means what? Smriti bhramsha. Memory is gone. What is right, what is wrong, I will not know about it. Then, that smriti bhramsha, losing the memory, buddhinasha. Buddhinasha karanapvat. So, ultimately, buddhinasha ends in what? Destruction. What is destruction here? Destruction is not death. Unending suffering is called suffering. So, this engagement ring is pleasant. Expensive. Wedding ring, even more expensive. Suffering is indescribable. Three rings. And only when this unending suffering comes, then one day the man wakes up. That is why Holy Mother used to say, misery is the gift of God. When God's grace comes, then this, it takes us to God. Sudhiram lost everything. From our viewpoint, he was destroyed by the Jaminda. But from God's point of view, a new life, totally dependent upon God. And he did not react. We discussed this point.
Yes.
See, if Sudhiram had reacted like us, this Jamindar, he is a wicked fellow and he should not have done that. I am a truthful person. Two things will happen. First thing is, how terrible anger. Person is responsible. If we are devotees, who is responsible? Only God should be responsible. Because we rely upon him. He knows everything. And if he is doing something which is not pleasant, there must be a meaning for it. Second is, he gets doubt about God. If such a thing happens in our life, you may hear the stories here nicely. But if some such thing happens to us in our life, then we lose faith. What wrong did I do? Why did this happen? Should not have happened. This is the type of these doubts will come. Most people lose faith. You know why? But this is a very natural thing. And there will come a point if we still persist, then a time will come. So I will tell you something very, very interesting. Swami Vivekananda, he was most loved by Sri Ramakrishna. And there came a time he lost his father. His father was earning so much money per month. In those days, he was spending 1,000 rupees for his family expenses. Monthly expenses, 1,000 rupees. Sri Ramakrishna's salary was 7 rupees, including 2 rupees pension notes. So how much money this man must be earning? 1,000. Such a family, suddenly, as though from heaven it had fallen, his father suddenly died. There were debts. And somehow, he had some money and it. But how is such a big family to be run? And Narendra Nath was running here and there. He could not get any job. By God's will. What would be the condition? At that time, he stopped coming to Sri Ramakrishna. Previously he was coming. And so nicely he was singing and eating nice rasagullas and sandeshes from Sri Ramakrishna's hand. And he stopped coming. He started visiting some friends who were very wealthy. He had friends. Wealthy friends means well-to-do people. Abhiji had tremendous, wonderful, magnetic personality. And his voice was, he said, super Gandharva Nindita Kanta. So he used to sing. So they used to invite him and enjoy eating, drinking and all those things. He stopped coming here, started going there. Somebody, you know, Sri Ramakrishna loved Swamiji so much. And that was created jealousy in many people, many devotees' minds. Same phenomena will happen here also. When I only talk with one of you for 2 hours, another person I dismiss in 5 minutes. And this is not on one occasion, but on several occasions. Then if you had the power, first you will burn the devotee. To your looks. And afterwards, you will think, what should I do with the Swami also now? Then this is common. So what happened? Somebody came running and is, sir, you know what happened? As though they were very, very, very unhappy. Inside, very happy. Now Sri Ramakrishna will say, I mistook about him. All my understanding was wrong. I thought he was a great soul. Now I know his real colors are coming out. I will never again think, you are my people, all his love. He went and nicely complained. Hypocrites, you know. Sri Ramakrishna looked at you. One word more from you, I won't be able to look at your face. Then he said, mother told me, it will never be wrong. And she told me that Narendra will never deviate from truthfulness. And he will never lose control over his sense organs. Whoever observes truthfulness and has complete control over his mind, such a person, let him visit drinking persons or public houses, he has already reached God. These are the two things that will make a person reach God. He will not listen to you. Of course, how much the devotees understand, we don't know. Now, what is the point we are discussing? Whether Sira Narendranath takes the name of God or not, whether he visits Sri Ramakrishna or not, he will never give up two things. Complete control over his mind, sense organs. And he will never deviate from truthfulness. How many times Sri Ramakrishna prodded him? Girish is telling, incarnation of God. Ramchandratta is telling, that devotee is telling, what is your opinion? 1,000 people tell what they want. Until I know, I will not accept you as a thug. This is called truthfulness. So, this is what we are talking about. Certain qualities have to be developed. The first quality is satya, truthfulness. That is a beautiful story of satya, kama, jabara. Purushottam story, satya, kama, jabara. You know the story? With that we will take this. Stop here. There was a boy. His father, nobody knew who his father was. His mother was a maid servant. When he came up some age, mother, I want to join a Guru Puda. In those days the condition was, the Guru will ask, what is your caste? So he asked, which caste do I belong? And his mother was a truthful person. I don't know, Meister. I served so many men and you were born. So I don't know who is your father is. So my name is Jabala. Your name is Satyakama. All that I know is you are Satyakama Jabala. The boy went to the Guru and Guru asked him, what is your caste? He said, I asked my mother. She said she doesn't know who my father is. But she said, I am Satyakama and my mother's name is Jabala. So I am called Satyakama Jabala. When the Guru heard this, he said, to express such a horrible truth, means I am a bastard. Horrible truth.
Namasya Samit.
To express such a horrible truth, only a Brahmin can do. So what is he telling? He who speaks truth is a Brahmin. The Brahmins by birth is he is expected to speak truth, but may not speak truth. But anybody who observes truthfulness is a Brahman. So I will accept you. So the story goes, big story goes, and it's a wonderful story. Some other time we'll discuss it. So Satya Paripalana Idi. That's why Sudhiram is a truthful person. Therefore, God himself was born in his village, in his family, in spite of his losing everything. There is a lot of symbolism also there. If Satyakama, this Sudhiram, has not lost, he was having 33 acres of land. And if Sri Ramakrishna had inherited that land, he says, renounce the world. I will not renounce my 33 acres, but you fellows renounce whatever you have. Do you think he will have an authenticity? Who will listen? So that is why he has to become completely, totally empty. That is the correct word. Dependent, totally upon God. So much of things we have to understand when we are studying the life of the Ramakrishna. So what did we discuss today? Dussangaha sarvadaivatyajya. Evil company. How do we know what is evil company? Whatever makes us forget God, whatever makes us more worldly is dustanga. Dustanga inevitably ends in kama, krodha, moha, smriti bhramsha, buddhinasha. It destroys us. Here destruction means not death. Destruction means endless suffering. Therefore, if we wish really to progress towards God, we have to give up the attachment to the samsara. We will discuss this point now. Om Janani Sharadam Devi Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayoshtritva Pranamam. Oh, my favorite. Oh.